You have, before we met you,
yes,
you were doing video podcasts, you were doing field shoots, you were doing a lot of the same kind of work. And you've always used your own Panasonic camera for these, right?
Yeah, I have a set of Panasonic AG-HMC-150s. They're 10-year-old cameras, but they're 1080p, they do 60 frames a second. They're CCD, not CMOS, so it's really sensitive to low light. I love the richness of the color, I love the balance, but they're not great studio cameras. They're good field cameras because, you know, you've got everything combined. But I wanted something that actually was designed to be inside of a studio, specifically within a podcast studio. So it couldn't be too expensive, it couldn't be too big, and it couldn't be too complicated. I've been waiting a very long time for that. I found it 2 years ago at NAB.
Yes. In fact, we always at NAB, we used to be right next to the Blackmagic booth, and I would always go over there and drool.
Yeah.
And I was very interested in these. The philosophy Blackmagic has with these is a little different because these are basically parts.
Oh, yeah.
Of a camera. You add pieces to this camera. What is this?
So this one is, this is the one that I ended up buying for my studio. This is the Blackmagic Studio Micro, or the Micro Studio. There's two versions that look like this. One's called the Cinema, one's called the Studio. This is the Studio. It's really designed for studio. There is no recording capability in this camera.
Okay, that's really important. There is no recording capability.
Right.
You either will add a recorder after the fact, or if you're recording live in the studio, you don't need a recorder. You record it at the switcher. 4K though, right?
4K. So this is a 4K sensor. I believe it's 13 millimeters by 7 millimeters. It's big.
Is that full frame? Is that what we'd call full frame?
That's full. Yeah. And it's a Micro Four Thirds mount.
That's what I find really interesting.
Yeah.
By the way, doesn't come with a lens even.
Does not. So this and a lot of cameras are like this.
But the Micro Four Thirds system is great because no one company owns it. It's a standard, and there are many, many choices. I brought Father Robert several of our lenses from our Olympus OMD cameras, our Micro Four Thirds cameras.
Yeah, this is one
so
of yours.
So we could try them. This is the kit lens that comes with the
Yeah, so this is not a super expensive piece of glass, but the ability to swap glass makes this an incredible device. In fact, there we go. So let's zoom out.
So better than your Panasonic, for instance, if you want great depth of field, you can get a short lens that has a wide open aperture and get some nice depth of field. If you need telephoto, you could put that on there. You can even, this is a zoom lens, so you can even use, look at that, that's a pretty good picture.
Yeah, and for inexpensive glass, but you're exactly right, because here in the studio, we had to put lenses on some of our Canons. They weren't designed to swap lenses.
Yeah, they're really adapters.
So, yeah, you're putting a lens on a lens. It does something to the image quality. Here, I can swap out the glass. I can make it really, really short focus. I can make it a fast lens, a slow lens. I can put this thing on. Should I put
that's a really high quality. It's a little too long because it's designed for a Micro Four Thirds sensor, which is a lot smaller than the full frame that's on this. The point, though, it's kind of one of the reasons people use DSLRs nowadays to shoot video, is having interchangeable lenses gives you kind of the professional capabilities of a cinematographer. You're doing more than... Oh, my gosh, that's a little long.
This might be a little long.
Yeah. You would move the camera farther back.
This is probably not a lens you're going to want to use in your podcast studio.
Well, you could, though, if the camera were over there. Quality is good. You get to pick your own lenses,
yes.
So you can go cheap at first. And if you decide you really need that great $1,000 lens, you can add that down the road. The variety of lenses on Micro Four Thirds is out of control.
Staggering.
Absolutely staggering.
And the other cool things about this is it's got both HDMI, and on this side, you've got the SDI, the mini SDI.
So pros, we use SDI with our mixer from
precisely
from TriCaster. So SDI is a more professional, long throw choice. But a lot of people have HDMI capabilities, and so you get both.
I get both, and what this allows me to do is I can actually output to both simultaneously at different resolutions. So I can output to the SDI at 4G at
the
4K,
same time.
At the same time, and it will output at 1080p through the HDMI.
Why do you need both?
Well, for example, if I want a monitor so that I can actually see what the camera is filming,
because it doesn't have a viewfinder either, by the way.
There's no viewfinder. Exactly. I could put a monitor next to it, and then I could still record in 4K.
That's what you're doing right here, right?
Yeah, this is the companion device. This is the video assist. And by the way, you can tell I'm Filipino because I still have the plastic on it. See, because now
you
it's
plastic
no,
on your sofa.
It's
also
no longer new, Leo.
Oh,
what am I going to do?
Oh man!
But this is a $900 device. It's not just a screen that will take in 4K. This actually is a recorder.
Oh, interesting.
It's got two SD card slots, and it will record in ProRes HD.
Wow. That's what Final Cut uses. That's
exactly.
That's good quality.
And this will record 4K. It will record 1080. It's got many inputs. I can record HDMI. So, for example, I have recorded video game sessions off my console with this thing.
So is this 444, 422? What is it?
This is 422.
Oh, that's very good quality.
Yeah, it's incredibly good quality.
Very good quality.
It's the thing about Blackmagic is they've designed it not for the prosumer. These are all a little higher
These are
end.
Pro, yeah.
And yet
the price is... So how much for the body alone?
This body, if you were to buy it full price, would be $1,300.
Okay. That's like a camcorder.
It's a camcorder.
But you don't have a lens, you don't have a viewer,
right.
You don't have a recorder.
Right.
So you have to add all of that.
Yeah. Because, again, they're assuming that you're going to be installing this in a studio, so you've got to be building out your studio.
Right.
This is $900. But they've also got a smaller version, a 5-inch version of the Assist that only records 1080p. It doesn't record 4K.
Okay.
That one goes for, I think it's $500.
You know, a good monitor is an important thing when you're shooting, and
right.
It's better to have a big monitor than a little viewfinder on the camera. There's the little one.
And I will say, it's staggering to look at images through this monitor, because
really
here in the
good.
Studio, we have so many consumer-level TVs.
Yeah, yeah.
Our colors are always off.
This is
the color. It's color-corrected. This is what professionals want to look at. And this will even do things like I can do zebraing. I can see what the
overexposed
chroma looks like. Yeah, all
yeah.
the tools are built into this. Oh, and it's also a touchscreen, so it makes it kind of nice, easy to work with.
Battery life.
No. let's just say no. If I were to take the battery...
Again, in a studio, it's going to be plugged in. Right?
It's going to be plugged in.
I think there are a lot of people
would
like to have both
done.
A field camera and a studio camera, right?
They have something for that. That's called the Cinema.
So you should get the Cinema if you're going to use it in the field.
Precisely, because the Cinema, you can actually record to the unit. It doesn't have a monitor, but they really designed it for this. They designed it for quadcopters.
Oh, interesting.
Because you can even control, pan, tilt, zoom, and record from your transmitter.
It's not much bigger, as you can see, than an action camera.
Right,
something
right.
like the GoPro Hero. It's almost the same size, but the quality is much better.
Well, I think we actually do have some links to videos that Blackmagic provided to us that show off what some of their quality is. And it's staggering. I mean, when you do it right, when you get the right setting and the right glass, you can get once you like look at the depth of field that you're getting on this. Look at where I'm fixing my focus. This is a piece of kit that is not for beginners, because you have to choose what you're filming. There's so many cameras out there that are just turn it on and it will kind of give you everything. This lets you actually set your scene, and I love that. Now that I'm building out my own studio, that's what I want.
Yeah, these are at the price point now where we could almost replace our Canon Vixias, which are basically consumer-grade camcorders.
Well, we paid, what, $1,600?
At the time, they were $1,600. They're now $800.
$800 plus a $300
media
converter.
We have to get a converter on it. And
this
all
is
that, yeah.
$1,300.
With SDI out.
With no media converter, because
yeah.
it's SDI out.
Yeah.
And what I've done with my studio is I've actually gotten a screens unit, which is a 4-channel switcher that also streams out. So essentially, for under $3,000, I got a 3-camera setup with
wow.
one for my computer so I can show my screen that can stream out to YouTube Live, to Facebook,
That's
to
really
Twitch.
Great.
It's all under $3,000. Can you imagine doing that 5 years ago?
Yeah, times have really changed. Every time Blackmagic releases something, it gets us excited
yeah.
because they are aiming at a high-quality product for pros and prosumers at basically a consumer price, and they've really done a nice job with this. This is the Micro Studio Camera, a 4K body that you then add features to, but it can use, if you've got Micro Four Thirds lenses, we're just using our old lenses. They
yeah.
look
yeah, I really wanted to see what this would look like with your $10,000 lens, but I mean,
I'd
have to
get
an adapter.
It doesn't, yeah. $1,295 for the 4K camera, the body alone. If you want to get the Video Assist, which adds a recorder and a great display, HD is $459, 4K is $895. And if you're going out in the field, that's when you might want to get the Cinema camera, and that's $1,000.
That's $1,000.
So it's less expensive.
And I will say, I went for open box, and I got the camera for $900, and I got the monitor for $600.
Oh, that's good.
And they were perfect.
Nothing wrong with
There's nothing wrong with
yeah.
that.